The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Ah, gonna kill you, Alice. Quick. Oh, man.
You can't set me up like that beforehand and not think that I'm gonna come back with it.
I'm gonna kill you. I swear to God. Come here. Come here. Get over here, you knucklehead. Dino and Frank Sinatra.
Snowball, see how it grows, and
yeah.
That's how it goes.
All right.
Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball just for a song. So get out and the push.
That's your part.
Oh, man. I love this, by the way.
It's a sugar day. What a spring is late. In winter, it's a marshmallow world.
So this is it. And forgive me. A happy, happy, happy Friday. It's Friday and you made it through Friday. Yay. You made it through. So much is going on. And it's in our lives, because we got back from Italy and we just hit the ground running. And nothing. Everybody's asking me 1,000 things. Joe, could you do this? Joe, could you do that? Joe, I am the organ grinder monkey. That's what I am. I got the little hat on, and then, you know, it's like everybody's the organ grinder, and I'm like, throw me a peanut. Throw me a peanut. Well, am I going to get paid for that? No. You just show up. You show up. I'm like the monkey coming around. Can't do enough. So then, we're ridiculously honest on the show, and we say it with all respect, but we do tend to gossip a little bit during this hour. So stay with me on this, please. So one of our astute announcers, a great guy, by the way, I have a great affection and respect for Eric Metaxas, is on that night, you know. So Eric says to me, Joe, he's on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. Now, that promotes Christianity, that promotes Christ, and now you got my attention. He knows it. He knows it, because there's the biggest persecution of people around the world is of Christians. You don't hear about that. And I get incensed when I see the anti-Semitic rise, and I see the anti-Christian rise, and what's the alternative? The way I say about President Trump, you all right, you don't want to vote for him? What's the alternative, okay? So me being a God-fearing, church-going, guilt-ridden Italian Catholic, on All Saints Day, by the way, I'm telling you today, thank you. So Eric goes, will you come on my television show? Oh, you have a television show? Yes, it's on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. Okay, and what are we going to do? We'll do Frank Sinatra and D. Martin. We'll do Marshmallow World. I said, Eric, you're an author. You're a very well-known author, very well-loved radio personality. You're going to sing like D. Martin? He goes, yes, and you're going to be Frank Sinatra. This is my life. This is my life. So I go, oh, well... Okay, now I am always trying to keep the peace, because we work for a great company, Salem Media, who allows me to say I believe in God. I think we're probably, not probably, we're the only media company that you can say that. And I like that. I like that I can say I believe in Jesus, you know. I don't care what your religion is, but I could say that on Salem Media. Isn't that great? In New York? Are you kidding me? I could say I go to church and we all join together, and how many millions of us there are. Salem knows that, respects that, allows me to do it. And Eric Metaxas is a Salem, he's a Salem employee. So I call our boss, Phil Boyce, who's a legend. Phil Boyce put Sean Hannity, gave Sean Hannity his career. I think Sean would even agree when I say that, not to be dramatic. And Mark Levin, and we worked with Bob Grant. He's a legend, Phil Boyce. And I'm working with Phil Boyce. Jerry Crowley's our boss. Phil Boyce is our program. So I call Phil, you know, Eric's doing the show. And I'm hoping Phil goes, no, you can't do that, Joe. You can't do that because you have a radio show and you're really. Phil goes, I think it's a great idea. I love that idea. I'm going to be there to watch you guys video this. So now I said, well, okay. So thank you, boss. I said to Phil, I go. So I call, we call Eric back. I said, okay, what are we doing? Oh, can you wear the Frank Sinatra makeup? It's like, that's not enough. I'm going to show up. I got to dress up as Frank Sinatra. And that's where I draw the line. Because I always have respect for Francis Albert Sinatra. The Sinatra family to me is royalty. Royalty. We are blessed to have been with Frank, the great Frank Sinatra, to witness his great talent, and to his whole family. So now I said, I'm not going to do like a makeup thing. I only do that if I have permission from the family. And I'm not going to ask the family, can I go on the Trinity Broadcasting Network and with Eric Metaxas and dress up like your father? I'm not going to say that to the children of Frank Sinatra. So I'm going to go show up. I'm going to sing Marshmallow World. Although we did have a funny idea. Samir can send Al in my place. In a tuxedo, saying, "Hey, I'm," or maybe Joe Pesci will go. This will be, well, whatever it is. Apparently, I'm singing. So Al starts.
Yeah, hi, I'm ready to sing. Yeah, let's go. It's a marshmallow world in the winter.
And you know what? I never liked you.
That's right. Drop the mic. Walk out. That's it. I'm done. Got any beer in here?
So, oh man,
I'm
so,
not available, you know, on Tuesday, by the way. Sorry.
Well, either am I, but apparently I'm doing it anyway. I said, oh my God, it's every which way. The organ grinder. I'm the organ grinder monkey. Ooh, we have anybody to do a? We should really do a graphic of that and tweet that out this morning. But you know what?
Remember the guy who used to work here? Maybe you could send him. Hey, I'll do it. Oh, no problem. Man.
So I have
it's
to say
what this. What? I'm sorry.
What I did yesterday. This was so. I went to the Chambers Center for Wellbeing. The Chambers Center for Wellbeing is in Morristown. Listen. So I go in. Listen to this. I go because I'm going a million miles an hour. So my dear friend, my mentor Raymond Chambers says, I want you to have a dinner with me and Deepak Chopra. Deepak's a close friend and very close to Ray. And I said, wow, that's with Deepak. Yep, Joey, come on. We want to get you. You know, you're pushing yourself. You're really going at too fast a speed, and we want you to slow down. And I said, great, Mr. Chambers, thank you, because he's always been being there for us. He's the godfather for my son Michael. So I go, okay. So then he goes, do you know the Chambers Center? And Ray doesn't put his name on anything. He gives to everybody and everything, and he always helps at-risk children who have malaria. He went and actually dropped the death rate from malaria down to almost nothing with mosquito. They put these nets up that keep the mosquitoes out. Just a brilliant man. So I said, you have a center for well-being? He goes, yes, it's in Morristown. So I said, okay, why don't you come? I want you to just see it. I want you to see and experience it. So I go over to Morristown last night, middle of my crazy schedule, and I go over. And I go in there, they were so nice. It's so classy. It looks like something out of Los Angeles. I mean, as something out of a Four Seasons hotel. I'm telling you, right in Morristown on South Street. You got to check it out, the Chambers Center for Wellbeing. This is not an ad. This is just a plug for a great place. I go in, and I go, well, Mr. Chambers sent me, and I would like to say, oh, they were so nice. A girl named Jenna walked me through. Hi, here's what we do. We try to get you, into a better mindset. And I said, well, what do you have to do physically? Well, we put you in cryotherapy. So cryotherapy, I thought, well, you mean the way people like die and then they freeze themselves? No, you don't have to die, Joe. They said, you go into, listen to this. First, we'd like to do cryotherapy. Then we'll put you in a sauna. And then when you have acupuncture, and you'll feel great. And I go, okay, let's do it. Listen to me. This is me. And I got a million things going on. I said, I listened to my mentor. I said, let me just pull back and let me just put myself inside this. So they put me in this cryotherapy thing. Now, you know me, I hate cold, number one. I hate air conditioning. I don't hate cold. I just don't deal with it well, because if it's 70, it starts to get chilly for me. You know that. People always bust my chops because I have a turtleneck and four layers on. Joe, what do you... Well, it's a little chilly out today. It's 75, you know? So now this cryotherapy, you go in and you go in and you go... And you, excuse me, and you put in. Do you remember the Three Stooges sketch where you go into like this? This box, it's like an octagon kind of box. You go in and your head is just sticking out. Do you ever see those old silent films where you go in and they used to steam people back in the day, so they thought you could lose weight like that? Well, this is like, it's got, what's the stuff, nitroglycerin, the stuff that makes everything cold? What is that?
Yes.
No, it's liquid nitrogen.
Liquid nitrogen, yes.
Nitroglycerin is what you take when you got heart problems.
A heart attack.
Trying to blow something up.
Exactly.
Good.
I don't know. So I go in. No, whatever it was that makes everything cold, you know? So I go in, and then they go, okay, you go in here. And I go, okay. And then they close it, and your head is sticking out, and it's like this octagon kind of shape.
You're not too uncomftable in there.
No. Listen. The temperature drops to, you ready for this? 115 below zero.
Wow.
-115. And so your head's out. You don't breathe anything in. It's like as cold could be. It's only for 3 minutes. Now the jersey comes out me. I'm going, I could take this. I got this. And before you know it, I'm telling you.
And it's only 20 seconds. I got to be in here for another 2 minutes 40. What are you, nuts?
Listen to me. The girl goes. Oh. She goes, it's just 20 seconds. I go, how much longer? I
can't. Yeah, you're calm. All right.
How much longer? I go, so then it's like cold. Now, and don't forget, I got a T-shirt.
Cold. It's -120. Like, it's cold.
I got T-shirts and short on in there. And my head's sticking out. And all I kept thinking of was Curly's head in that Three Stooges.
Wait a minute. You didn't go in there in a full suit?
No.
I'm shocked.
You had like booties on and these gloves on. And
who
listen,
took a picture of you? Please tell
me. No. The phone was in the locker because you're supposed to just immerse yourself in it. I want to tell you, I was there for 3 minutes, and you walk out, everything is healed. I don't know how they do it. Everything. All of a sudden,
so you don't need shoulder surgery now. No, that's it.
Listen. The pain went away. The knee pain went away. And the girl looked at me, and a nice gal from Plainfield, she goes, right? I go, you know what? You're right. I can't believe it. Now you got to go in the sauna. I said, what sauna? So I go into the sauna. I go, well, now that's my wheelhouse, because I hope it's like 200 degrees. So you go in the sauna, but it's like a special kind of sauna that isn't like old-fashioned, that where you just really sweat ridiculously. You go in the sauna for like 25 minutes. You lay down. So I said, I'm going to go with this. And I just rested, and then I'm telling you. And then they did acupuncture. Some gal did acupuncture. So she's putting the needles in me. Listen, and then she puts one in my ear, and she goes, oh, yeah, your knee hurts. I go, you just played my ear. What are you doing with my ear? I said, you can tell from my ear that my knee hurts? She goes, absolutely. That is wild. It's wild. And yes, everything heals. You got to try it. I walked out of there.
Joe's getting a call from Carol Walt today. Good work, Joe.
Yeah.
Want to go in a cryo bath and get acupuncture?
You know what? She would love it. That's exactly. Carol would love that. So I went in. I walked out. All my sinuses were clear as could be. I have no pain. And I went. So a thank you to Mr. Raymond Chambers at the Chambers Centers for Well-Being. And in our business, where you don't stop, where I am the organ grinder, I'm the monkey. I keep going nonstop. And it's good to take time like that. So that was. But for me to do that. Frankie, you know me. I'm just
I'm impressed.
Antithesis of all of that, you know. So I went in and I said, that was my day yesterday, and it was Halloween, and I said, oh, I should go out. And I still didn't get my pumpkin, and I went.
It's
I
a little late now. It's November.
yeah, but what a deal I could get on a pumpkin today.
That's right. Come on, and pay tax in Jersey.
I'll have to say it, yeah, because it'll be too rotten to eat. So anyway, good morning, guys. Happy Friday. Great to see you. And I still can't believe I did what I did, but I sure did, and I had a great time doing it.
Good. Now, and were you chanting at all? Was there any incense burning?
No, but
clear your chakra.
Tell you walk into this place, it was like you would go to a really high end hotel where you walk in and they have
a spa.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was like that, but it was right in Morristown. It was right there, convenient, and as first class and nice and calm. I tell you, and that is so now I'm back to my hectic schedule. You know?
Yeah, I know. I'm running. I would never know when we were talking this morning, never know that you went to this like calming, you know, like cryo freeze bath. You were like,
Yeah, it lasted for 20 minutes because all I kept thinking about, because the good folks, you know, Bill Hemmer's show, you know, Bill Hemmer, America's Newsroom, you know, the show on Fox there. They called yesterday. Joe, the producer, called. And I'm a big Hemmer fan, you know. So they go, Joe, will you go on Bill's show and with Sandra? Is that who's there with him? Al will know. So,
I believe so, but I thought he was filling in for, I thought he was doing the Shep Smith show.
That would be great, actually. If that's a great replacement for Shep. But I went in, so now I feel. I said, "Well, when do you want need me? 11th." I said, "I can't get there in time because I'm right off the air." And I felt bad. We're doing Neil's show on Saturday before my show at the Rockville Center at the Madison Theater. But I felt bad, so I was stressed out immediately as soon as I left. I was stressed out talking to the producers at Fox, you know, trying to get back and forth. Oh, and then everybody's saying you got to go to this thing with the Kevin McCullough tonight because Don Jr. is going to be there. No one says, can we send you a car, Joe? Can we help you out, Joe? You want to come back? Forget about your kids that you haven't seen, Joe, in 10 days.
Who?
Come in and, yeah,
what?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so now I'm back. I'm going to go back to the wellness center over there for crying out loud.
Freeze me down.
Al, yeah. you 30 seconds in that thing. You're like, get me out of here.
No, I wouldn't have. I would have loved that. I love that type of stuff.
Yeah? Really?
Oh, yeah. I would have loved it. They have one at my gym. They have one at my crunch.
A cryo thing?
Yeah. Or it's like a massage thing or something. You go in, it's like the same thing. It's like a tube. It always reminds me of the scene from Thunderball with Sean Connery when he's in the sauna thing and the guy puts the broom in there and tries to lock him in and turn the heat up to like 500.
Right. Yeah. You think of Thunderball, I think the Three Stooges. I mean, yeah. There we are. That's pretty much. Frank, what are you doing with us, two knuckleheads? Hey, W. Hames out there, 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Congressman Mike Kelly is with us today. So, and Jeffrey Lyons and Mike Gallagher. So we got a great show for you today. And Debbie, is that unbelievable? You might dig this, Deb. You might like this.
Yeah, I think so. And you said she looked at your ear and she could tell that your knee hurt?
This gal was so nice, and she did. So I put the needles, and I know it's early in the morning, but it's not like it sounds. You don't even feel these needles.
When you do,
and then she goes, and then she feels one part of my ear. She goes, oh, yeah, I could see your knees bothering you. I said, how could they tell? And then she put it in, and indeed, when I walked out of there, the pain all goes away. You know,
that's so amazing.
Now you have to do several treatments like that, but interesting. So for me to immerse myself into that was a lot because, you know, at the pace that we go, you know, and we're right off the trip, hit the ground running for crying out loud. Mm-hmm. Of course, I wasn't in first class on the way home. Maybe I would have been more relaxed.
You got to hang out with me more often, Joe. I'm just saying. You know?
I had Miss Lederhosen next to me with her bare feet putting stockings on. And the lady swearing behind me.
Yelling, going Jersey on everybody.
Oh, she went so Jersey, that girl. Please, we're on Air France. Merci, please.
Don't
be Jersey. That's exactly right. I wanted to embarrass. I want to apologize to all the flight attendants. Sorry. It happens occasionally in New Jersey. People fly off the handle.
Just once in a while.
What a way to come home from Italy. Beautiful Italy, right? Oh, my gosh. Only me, Deb. Hey, Debbie's out there. It's Friday. Looking out for you at 622 right now on AM 970. The Answer. Take it away, Deb.
Joe, the winds have been whipping, and we have some down wires and some down trees around, so everybody be careful. 25A, as you get out towards Stony Brook Road in Stony Brook, it's a down tree there. Also, Bagatelle Road, right out toward the area of Three Pence Drive, heading into Melville, some down wires to deal with. We're still seeing this problem on the Deegan, as you head northbound, closed at 149th with a crash. Southbound Deegan by the stadium, another accident. Westbound BQE by the Battery Tunnel, it's a collision, and the LIE. Pretty solid westbound at Woodhaven Boulevard with a crash there. Over on the southbound Van Wyck at Jamaica Avenue, that's a crash to watch for as well. And watch for some slowdowns over on 206 getting up through Flanders. Another downed tree. Hudson River Crossings 20 in at the GWB. Lincoln 5, Holland still about 15 minutes getting into town. Partly cloudy today, high of 53. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970. The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
The annual enrollment for Medicare is coming soon, so we're here at Health Markets, a free service to help make sure you have the right Medicare plan. Mike, there's a lot going on here.
There sure is. Health Markets has invented the Fit Score to instantly compare thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, folks can find out if their current plan is the right fit or if there's another plan that can provide extra coverage and help save money. Best of all, the service is free.
So what Medicare benefits could people be missing out on?
A lot. Plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums. Plans that include dental and vision coverage, or diabetic supplies, hearing aids, and more at no additional cost. With so many choices, our advice is don't go it alone when there's a free, unbiased service that can help.
Go to healthmarkets.com or call 800-730-1372. That's 800-730-1372. 800-730-1372.
Joe on the radio. Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy All Saints Day. Happy All Saints Day, but it's All Saints Day today. All Souls Day tomorrow. And, you know, you heard me talk about Parian and Sons of Franklin Lakes, how great Glenn has been, you know, and how they've been there for 100 years of selling and servicing fine jewelry and watches. Well, all good things have to come to an end. Apparently, Glenn and Maria are retiring, and they so deserve it. I mean, they've been 100 years. I mean, really, they haven't been there 100 years, but they've been a long time. Glenn's father was there. You know, Mr. Parian was there. He was in Clifton. Remember I told you I saw that black and white picture when I first went over to Parian and Sons? And I said, what is that? He goes, that's when my dad was in Clifton, New Jersey, when he first opened almost 100 years ago. Now they're going to retire, but they must liquidate everything store-wide. So everything at Parian and Sons, all that great jewelry that I told you about, the beautiful stones, the designer jewelry, the watches, they've been discounted up to 70%. 70%? Are you kidding me? Parian and Sons has always been known for superior quality. You know that. And this week, you can buy the jewelry and watches of your dreams at up to 70% off. Nothing is being held back. Parian and Sons going out of business sale. It's going on now. You're going to want to check it out. Parian and Sons on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store. I'm going to kill this guy. Get over here. Get over here. I'm going to kill you. Oh, man. Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra. Here, oh, yeah. That my part out? That's my part there. Right?
No, that's Dean.
Oh. There it is. Thank you. I think
this is Eric's part. Now this is your part.
Just for a song, so get out and to push it along. Yeah, it's a yum, yummy world, baby.
Hey, I got to tell you, it's going to be fun. We're going to make it fun. It's just so.
By the end of the show, you will be so tired of this song, you will not want to.
No, I'm kidding.
It's a great song.
Al loves to bust my chops. Oh, you know what? Speaking of songs, you know what? I don't know if I'm not supposed to play it, and I won't even send it to you. Dave Damiani and I did Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, and I shouldn't even play this. This is probably against the law that I'm playing this. I don't even know. See if I could do this. Hold on. It turned out so great, frankly.
Oh, it's cold outside. The wind's whipping through Hoboken, New Jersey.
Oh, Frankie's hometown.
Yeah, Mr. the old man. Dave, you know what time it is?
It's Christmas time.
Yeah, Santa gonna be good to you?
I hope so.
Get
I
your new
so.
Microphone.
I hope
or
so.
What?
I need one.
Let's swing this. You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Frankie Fuddebrows, how about that?
That sounds outstanding. I can't wait to hear the whole song.
It's great. Yeah, I can't. I'm probably not supposed to do that, but this is our intimate hour. I share with you because you're the family. How cool is that? Dave Damiani put
great.
That together. And his voice is he's maturing, you know, as he gets older. He's not old at all, but it's maturing and it sounds great. And we went back and forth and kind of a tribute to Mr. Sinatra with a tip of the hat to Bruce Springsteen. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yeah, that fun though, man? Is that fun or what? That's going to be great. Hey, Joe on the radio, we got a lot to get into this morning, but you notice that I'm diverting and I'm skirting the issue of the day. Let me just tell you who we have with us. We have another great public servant, as I always say when we bring on Congressman Peter King, people who care about you, care about their constituents. That is few and far between in the swamp. And Congressman Mike Kelly is a great public servant. He represents Pennsylvania 16th, a great guy, a funny guy. He's going to come up in about 10 minutes, right after Al does the news, and we're going to get a breakdown on how the House passed that impeachment resolution. And again, it's not, they use the word impeachment. This just allows them to go further and just to make bigger fools of themselves on the Democratic side. That's all this is. It has nothing to do with the impeachment. It's not going to go anywhere. Dr. Ed Romano is going to join us. You know, he's a buddy. He's a good guy. And we're going to talk about, I want to explain to you what happens when you go to Dr. Ed Romano and how easy it is. Dr. Ed's going to jump on for a minute. Pastor Paula White is the personal minister and spiritual advisor to President Trump. She's author of the new book, Something Greater, Finding Triumph Over Tragedy. So Pastor Paula White, very pleased and privileged to have Pastor White with us. Jeffrey Lyons is going to tell you what films you want to see. Look at this. Mike Gallagher's on. Joe Borelli, fresh off of Fox and Friends First, he was just on the air. I just saw him early morning. He will jump on with us in the 9 o'clock hour, and we're going to see about everything that's happening. That's ridiculous in the great city of New York, New York. And Daphne Barak, author of To Plea or Not to Plea, the story of Rick Gates and the Mueller investigation. Don't forget about that. Don't forget about that Mueller investigation. What a fiasco, what a fail that was. I'm embarrassed that, and this is why I don't even approach it while we chat on them, you know, in the morning, especially now in our little hour where you gather around our virtual kitchen table. I feel like I'm going to insult you if I start breaking down the news, because the news is, and the narrative is fake. It's just not real. It's a political coup that we are experiencing, and people don't even mention. And I'm embarrassed that these news anchors don't even mention, you know, unlike the Mueller probe, they should do an analogy. Every time they mention this inquiry that they're doing and that they passed yesterday, this resolution they passed yesterday, they should show video of the raid on Roger Stone, pre-dawn raid. They should show video of Michael Caputo and his legal bills, how they went after Michael Cohen and how they raided and broke the lawyer-client privilege. The DOJ went in there, raided Michael Cohen. What happened to the lawyer-client privilege? You can't do that anymore if the Department of Justice in the United States of America goes after you. People forget about that. I ain't forgetting about that. That the collateral damage, the people that General Flynn, serving his country more than 30 years in the United States military. They went after him. You say the wrong thing. You think the wrong thing. They shut you down. They let it go. Paul Manafort, I don't care. What did Paul Manafort do that colluded with the Russians? And the answer, of course, is nothing. Nothing. He's in jail still. Yet, the news media, and I can't be more dramatic than this, the news media continues with this narrative. They push it. They shove it. They grab us by our schnozzle. They try to, with their fingers, and they try to say, no, you got to go down the impeachment path with us. I ain't going there. I'm too smart for that. I see the ruse. I see the coup that you're trying to put upon the people of the United States of America. I see the opioid addiction. I see the mass shootings. I see the infrastructure crumbling beneath me every time I drive to work on Route 78. I see it. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. The fires in California. Pelosi should be in California, in San Francisco, helping the homeless people, for God's sake. Adam Schiff should be out there helping the people with the smoke that's coming into West Hollywood. Goodness gracious, they could care less about us. It's this whole, they've created this impeachment fiasco, and it's a ruse, and it's a distraction. And I'm embarrassed that the news media, and that's my background in college. I studied radio and television and graduated with a degree in management and broadcasting. Be objective. They're not objective in the least. It's all the narrative. And why? Because they don't have anybody that could marginally challenge this president in a presidential race. They have no one. No one. No, they have people, but they don't want to go there for some reason. They want to stick with their Biden, Warren, and Bernie Sanders. There won't be a blip against Donald Trump when they run. It's going to be a landslide at this point. They know that. You don't think they've done the polls? They've done the polls and they've seen the polls. How are they going to get swamped? Well, what can we do? Well, let's stay on this impeachment thing. Yeah, this impeachment thing on this Ukraine phone call where the president of Ukraine goes, no, he didn't try to muscle me at all. It's a ruse. It's a distraction. And I would love to see every time they mention this story in the news media about impeachment, show something from the Mueller probe, show the collateral damage, show that Hope Hicks had to testify and what costs she had to incur because of what the Mueller probe, because of what Russia collusion, because of what Eric Swalwell, because the president is, quote unquote, a Russian asset. Bring all that back. If there is a good news organization out there, and I know the news organizations, they listen to the morning radio shows, not just this one, around the country, and that's how they get their news. They use us as a reference because we're the first thing that's on the air in the morning, and I would humbly and respectfully submit to every news organization to show every, before you show anything, what would happen, that embarrassment, that fiasco, that abysmal portrayal of what's supposed to be politics in Washington, D.C., what happened in the House of Representatives yesterday with that resolution. Before you talk about that at all, show clips of the Mueller report and the fiasco and the biggest political fail in the United States of America. It was called the Mueller report. Show Mueller doddering around and testifying before the House. I would just humbly submit that you do that. Don't buy it. I ain't buying it. So if I divert and we get silly and I go to Al and I go to Frank and we have some fun, you know what? You deserve that. You deserve that. You work so dang hard and you're going to watch people that you're paying, whose pension and welfare you're paying for, people, politicians who you're paying for, and you watch them say, try these political, this is a political coup. And you know what? You and I are paying for it. Who paid for the Mueller report? Who did? You and I paid for it. Can we protest that? Is there anybody in charge? You don't want to miss Congressman Mike Kelly. He's fired up as well. We're not taking that narrative. We're not going down. And I want you to talk to your Democratic friends, and you can say there is a man, his name is Jeff Van Drew from the 1st District in down to South Jersey, and he did not vote for this resolution. God bless Jeff Van Drew. That guy's going to get reelected. Yes, he's a Democrat. And I'm telling you, he's a smart Democrat. No, he's a good American. He's a decent American and did the right thing. Not because he saw that this is flawed. This is wrong. Let's deal with the Mueller probe. Who's responsible for that? Who's going to pay for that? And then you show me, you want to do some kind of other resolution, talk to me. But don't forget about the biggest fail in political history, the Mueller probe, before you start another witch hunt. Piscopo in the morning. We're fired up. Mike Kelly coming up momentarily. Big Al standing by. If he plays Marshmallow World one more time, I swear to God, I'm gonna smack him across the soundboard.
It's a Marshmallow World.
Oh,
in
God,
the
now
winter.
He's singing it. Al's got the news just for yous on AM 970 The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter. You like that? Come on, I'll do it. I'll do it Shatner style. It'll be great. No, all right.
Oh, man.
Take a break for a minute, Joe. 48 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. 30,000 people in New Jersey have no power this morning after heavy-duty winds knocked down power lines and trees across the tri-state overnight. In a number of New Jersey towns, homeowners will be pulling trees off their roofs today. In Westchester, a tree fell on a young trick-or-treater, trapping her until firefighters arrived to pull her out. She's in the hospital with a few broken bones, but is expected to make a full recovery. On Long Island, a few thousand people waiting for the power to come back on after it went out late last night. Wind gusts around the area as high as 60 miles per hour throughout the overnight. A wind advisory is in place until noon today. The first phase of the Port Authority's toll and fare hikes are set to begin today. Those riding the PATH Rail and AirTrain will be the first to see price increases. PATH riders who use SmartLink fare cards will lose some of their discounts on multi-trip and unlimited pass purchases. Meanwhile, AirTrain fares at Newark and Kennedy airports will jump from $5 to $7.75. Port Authority's plan will also raise the cash toll at the Holland and Lincoln tunnels and George Washington Bridge from $15 to $16. That does not begin until January 5th. In sports, Thursday night football, 49ers over the Cardinals, 28-25. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, right past the Gotholls Bridge. A disabled vehicle. We're still seeing some down cables here on 27 in Metuchen. Also 202 in Bernardsville. A down tree to deal with. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for All Saints Day. Let's go over to the Deegan. Deegan North at 149th. All lanes closed. Serious accident there. Southbound Deegan at the stadium. An accident in the westbound BQE slowing down by the Battery Tunnel with an accident taking a couple of lanes. LIE West at Woodhaven Boulevard, that's an accident. Right lane remains blocked. Harlem River Drive southbound still heavy through the 120s. If you're taking a ride to 25A, getting up towards Stony Brook Road in Stony Brook, that looks like a down tree as well. And watch for slowdowns on 9 and Hyde Park with some downed wires. Sunny today, high of 53. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Well, the chilly weather is here, and the holidays are just around the corner. This is Larry Elder. And as the days get shorter, it may feel like you have no time to finish those lingering home projects on your to-do list. Luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can just sit back and enjoy the holiday cheer. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area who can help with any home project, from painting and plumbing to furnace repair and even hanging up those holiday lights. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors, so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. Home Advisor makes it easy to get your projects done now before the holiday rush. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today. homeadvisor.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. All right, you've heard us talking about a couple weeks now for the big event at the Army versus UMass football game on November 9th. It's virtually sold out. In fact, it may be sold out by the time you hear this announcement. So, but I'm going to tell you about it anyway if I can. It's going to be an unbelievable Veterans Day weekend that will be spent in a suite at the iconic Mikey Stadium with me, and Big Al is showing up, and my buddy from Philadelphia, the Fat Man's coming, man. My best friend since I've been 5 years old. Big David's going to be there. The VIP tickets get you a parking pass. Listen to this. Access to the Kimsey Suite, food, beverage, game ticket, and the experience of a lifetime with your favorite AM 970 host. Hello. These are exclusive tickets that you cannot get anywhere else. There are only a couple left. Mary called me, put this whole thing together. She did such a great job. God bless her. She said, Joe, who's going? Now, how many people? She's been so meticulous about this, and I love that. Now, you can get, there's a couple of tickets yet to go that you might be able to get. goarmy.eventbrite.com. So it's goarmy.eventbrite. And by the way, Bright is B-R-I-T-E. So let me give you the website to get the tickets. goarmy.eventbrite.com. goarmy.eventbrite.com, all right? Most importantly, if you already purchased tickets and you have not spoken with our sports director, Mary, please call her immediately. She needs to get you your tickets. Here's Mary's number, 212-857-9633, 212-857-9633. Lock up those tickets today. See you at the game.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 642. Congressman Mike Kelly is one of the good guys down there in Washington. He represents Pennsylvania's 16th district. Congressman Kelly, it is so great to have you on the show. Always welcome back, my friend. I got you there.
Yeah.
Hello. I got you. We got you now, Congressman Kelly. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Hey, thanks a lot for fighting yesterday. Oh, my gosh. We can't believe what we were watching. Could you break down what it was like inside the trying to pass that resolution down there in the swamp, Congressman Kelly?
Yeah, you know, I think that American people, to be able to sit back and watch this whole spectacle, I'm going to call it the spectacle, from the standpoint, yeah, it is so one-sided, it is so partisan, it is so un-American. It's almost like you're sitting in Russia looking at things happening and say, this can't be happening here in the United States of America. It can't be happening on the floor of the People's House in Washington, D.C., but it is, and it has been going on, not since this president was inaugurated, but from the day he won, the day after he won. They've been trying to impeach him even before he got inaugurated, for crying out loud. Listen, there is a group of people, you and I have talked about this before, they hate President Trump more than they love America. If they will sacrifice everything this country is about. Now, I just heard of this event that you're going to have, Army playing UMass.
Yeah, man.
I think those young men and our service academies, they are the most fantastic individuals in the world. They are going to save our country. We have such the greatest country the world has ever known, the greatest nation on the face of the earth. We have a group of people who were so hate-filled, so full of hate. They are willing to turn this country upside down, all for the position of their being in power. Nobody else. It's their show. It's the way they want it to be. Nobody else weighs in. It is so un-American right now. And I don't care how you're registered. I don't care how you vote. If you are not outraged at what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now by these do-nothing Dems, then you have got to go see somebody that can professionally help you. There is something.
It's so true, Congressman. It's so true because, first of all, to be clear, they throw around this word impeachment. It's such a harsh word, and it's a false narrative because this is just a process that they voted on yesterday. This is not the impeachment hasn't started, but they want the public to believe that. Yes.
Of course, they never know what word they're going to use. Is it an investigation or is it an inquiry? Here's one thing. Our listeners need to know this, Joe. This is what thing I think is really incredible about this. There's very few people that actually get access to the information they're looking at. This guy, Adam Schiff, is an incredible guy. All you have to do is take a look when he's on TV. I think they call him Crazy Eyes, and I think that's just being nice. There's committees in all throughout Congress, and each member sits on certain committees, and some sit in more than one committee. But the only committees permitted to look at any of this investigation and materials, and these are all materials collected only by these folks, these people on these committees. So if you're on intelligence, if you're on foreign affairs, if you're on oversight, you have access to any of the witnesses' testimony. That means that me, Mike Kelly, representing Pennsylvania's 16th Congressional District, has absolutely no way to look at any of this testimony. Wow. 75% of the members of the House of Representatives. Now, here's who's losing out, Joe. 230 million Americans. Their representatives are not allowed to even look at any of this material. Why? Why? So they go in these little rooms, they read this information, they have their hearings. Only Adam Schiff and only members of that committee have the opportunity to look at that. And then only Adam Schiff gets to tell people what took place that day. Who said what? What did they say? What did they mean? What do we know for sure? One person. Now, here's the deal, Joe. They're telling people, well, we'll open it up. We'll make it more fair. Here's the deal. The Republicans say, okay, listen, we want to bring in some people that we think could shed some light on this. We want to bring in some witnesses. They say, okay, fine. You have to submit those names to Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff now will look at those and determine whether that person should be allowed to come in and testify. He makes a determination. If he says no, and he says no to all of them, then they say you can challenge the ruling of the chair, and then we'll have a vote of the committee of all. The Democrats, the do-nothing Dems, are in charge. They have the majority, right? So it's very simple. They take a vote. All of them vote, follow up there what Schiff says. We vote, say no, we want our guys. Oh, geez, you guys lose the vote. Yeah, no kidding. You already have to think back. There's more of you than there are of us. There's more of you than there are ours. So this is so outrageous. It is so outrageous. I just wish the news would report it the right way.
Well, exactly right. And I said, too, they should draw the analogy of the Mueller report and what a big fail that was. What happened then? It's the exact same thing. We're seeing the same thing all over again, Congressman.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is what we're seeing. I think more than anything else, what we're seeing is the death of democracy. Happening right before our eyes. This is the same time in our country's history.
Right on. And Congressman, does passing this resolution give Congress authority to get grand jury materials such as evidence gathered during the Robert Mueller investigation?
No. This is the one fair. These three committees decide everything, led by Democrats. They're in the majority. They have the ability. They're the only ones that can bring forth what they want to bring forth. Here's what goes. Put things forward, but only if the committee chairs put to happen. The chairs are all Democrats. The committees are all the majority of members of the committees are Democrats. So if we don't like what the chair rules, we can go to the committee as a whole to get to have them vote on it, vote in block to agree with what the chair said. So we have absolutely nothing. What we did yesterday was formalize the very unfair, the most secretive hearing in the history of our country. All this because they used to accuse our president of hate. These people are so hateful. I said it before. President Donald Trump, more than they love America, and they will do anything what I think is the most successful thing that we've seen in a long time. This man, Joe, only Donald Trump can do what's happening right now. Only Donald Trump is a guy who's the president. He's not a politician. He owes nobody anything. Even our Republican leadership, when he was running, wouldn't back him. This guy's the greatest guy that ever hit that office. And I know people, I'm not sure. I don't know if I want him at my Thanksgiving table. I said, yeah, but without him in the White House, we wouldn't even be able to have Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Ed, but look at that. Congressman, we appreciate it very much. Always appreciate you jumping on with us, Mike Kelly. And everybody was talking about your accolades when I was at the White House week before last, when the president was kind enough to pay tribute to the Italian-Americans. I said, oh, there should be an Irish guy here. Mike Kelly should be around here with us. So we gave you a nice big shout-out there.
Joey, the only difference between the Italians and the Irish is where you place the vowel. Ours is at the beginning of the game.
Put an I at the end of your name. Kelly, great. Hey, Congressman, thank you. Keep the fight, Congressman. Thanks for joining us, my friend. Appreciate it very much.
God bless you. Keep it going.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, too. Congressman Mike Kelly right there. Hey, 6:50, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. Debbie Duhame's out there on the roads looking out for you. It's a Friday in New York. That means traffic and more traffic. Debbie, how we doing?
Let's see what's happening, Joe. We're going to head to the Deegan North at 149. Two lanes remain blocked with an accident. We're still seeing delays on the westbound BQE at the Battery Tunnel. A collision there. LIE westbound at Woodhaven Boulevard. Accident still out there in the right lane. Bagatelle Road down wires over in Melville. 25A in Stony Brook. Looks like some down wires there as well. 24 eastbound, and as you get into the rapid exit 7 into Short Hill, some flooding on that ramp. Inbound GWB 25, Lincoln Tunnel, you're still waiting 20, Holland about 30 minutes in. Remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended for All Saints Day. Metered parking rules in effect. 84 westbound at 684. Watch for an accident there as well to deal with. And if you're going to be taking a ride over to the LIRR, it looks like some earlier problems have been clear, but you do have 10 to 15 minute delays system-wide. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here on One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway. We've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Only days left before we join you at 230 Park Avenue at 46th Street. That's Bobby Vans for the next Dining Out Dialogues. Myself, Don Trump Jr., Kim Guilfoyle, AJ Katzenmatidis, and many more. 212-867-5490 for reservations.
This is a solicitation of insurance by eHealth, an insurance agency offering plans from different insurance companies. No government or Medicare affiliation. The described coverage is not available in all counties or cases. Paid actor portrayal.
Hi, I'm Dave Nemeth.
And I'm Barbara Niven. You may have seen us on television talking about an all-in-one card that has the Medicare community talking.
The one that gives you coverage for hospital care, doctor visits, prescription drugs, in many cases even eyeglasses and dental care.
For a monthly price that some people find too good to be true.
Except it is true.
One card, one company, one complete package of Medicare benefits designed to help you get well and stay well.
Now that's something worth talking about.
Watch your mailbox or learn more online online at onecardnow.com. That's onecardnow.com.
Please don't put this off. It's too important. Visit onecardnow.com for free information with no obligation. That's onecardnow.com.
AM 970, The Answer, doesn't have to stop when you turn off your radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter or Instagram. Download the app. Just search AM 970, The Answer. Take us with you wherever you go.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Mostly sunny, very windy, and much cooler than yesterday. Those winds will gust to 45 miles per hour at times this morning before gradually subsiding this afternoon. Our high today, 56. Tonight, clear and colder. Low 39 in Midtown, 28 to 32 in northern New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, chilly, high 53. For Sunday, sunshine and some clouds, breezy and chilly, high 52. AM 970, The Answer.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
It's a marshmallow world.
In the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground, it's time for play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round.
I'll sing it.
Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head.
You're replacing me.
It's shining
me.
So your nose won't
get
freeze.
Get your tuxedo, Cthulhu. Get your tuxedo.
That's Seth MacFarlane doing that version of Marshmallow World.
Oh, is that right? That's yes, funny. Yeah, you sound as good, if not better, if I may say so.
Thank you.
Wonderful one. And I don't even know the words to this song. Hopefully they have cue cards.
Oh, it's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts.
What's the next
Take
lyric?
Take a walk with,
walk your,
with
favorite
your favorite girl.
What's that?
It's a sugar date. What if spring is late?
In winter, it's a marshmallow.
Yeah, you know the lyrics. Come on.
All right, this will be great. This will be great. No, I don't know the lyrics. I just, until you just told me. I mean, I've listened to it all my
life.
I'll
send them to you, all right?
Oh, my Lord. What a morning. Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. And it's great to have you with us. 877-970-2999. I give you the phone line. I have there's a computer in front of me that doesn't work. The call screener doesn't work.
Why doesn't it work? Because you spilled coffee all over it. That's why.
Probably. And that coffee yesterday, I've just slammed the coffee all over the computers. Hey, and there is news happening in the day, and we'll get into it as we go along. But my goodness gracious, don't get fooled by the false narrative, because that's what's out there. So Halloween was Frankie, you didn't do anything for Halloween, right?
Well, I not really. I put on some face paint and walked around.
Wait.
Yeah, if people want to see it, I had half my face as a skeleton, and people want to see it, it's on my Instagram. You can go to instagram.com/MoranoVision. I thought it was kind of fun. But then my sister-in-law was over last night, so she and my wife are driving to Massachusetts this morning. So we watched Psycho. My sister-in-law had never seen Psycho, and it was a lot of fun. Wow. And, she put up...
Sounds
neither
like
of us
a
were
fun time.
It was fun. It was fun. Neither of us were home yesterday during the day, so my wife put out a bowl of candy saying, please take one, and all of the candy was gone by the time I got home.
And the bowl, too, right?
No, the bowl was still there, so I refilled the bowl. But there weren't many trick-or-treaters by the time I got home in the late afternoon. But it was fun. Most important, in keeping with the orange theme of Halloween, cracked open a bottle of the Melancello that I bought in Sorrento. And I polished
You like that?
Off.
You like
I
that,
did
right?
Like it.
That,
yeah.
That
and normally I don't like sweet liqueurs, but it was very refreshing.
My son and his friend walked for 2 hours yesterday.
Oh,
trick-or-treating,
no.
Right?
They
did pretty good, but then, of course, I found out the ulterior motive of why they walked for 2 hours. He walked to this girl's house, my son, that he's had a crush on for the last couple of years. She doesn't go to the high school. So he actually texted her to let her know he was in her neighborhood and walked by her house to get candy. I'm like, look at this guy. He's like, yeah, Dad, we're really tired. We walked a long way. My legs hurt. And, polished off 7 slices of pizza after that. So,
You know what Charlie went as? You know Charlie went as? This is great. She went. She and 2 other friends with 3 blind mice.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
How smart was that?
Yeah.
Visually impaired. So they sent me a picture, and it was, listen. three visually impaired. That's the first thing I thought of. So Charlie's in.
Doesn't really rhyme
in
the song.
They're in the black outfits, and then they had ear things, you know, the ears, and then they had dark glasses, and they had canes, the walking cane. And I'm going like, isn't that politically incorrect?
Yeah, somebody's gonna file suit down where they live or something if they offended people.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I loved it. Three blind mice. I thought that was so smart. Hey, Joe on the radio. It's a lot of fun. We have Dr. Ed Romano's going to join us. Pastor Paula White from the White House will join us. Jeffrey Lyons, Mike Gallagher, Joe Borelli's going to join us. And you always at 877-970-2999. Okay, we'll start the show after 7 o'clock. Here we go. Radio Piscopo, live from the greatest city in the world. Don't you go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
47 degrees at 659. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Commuters heading through the Lincoln Tunnel Sunday morning need not worry when they see an increase in police and emergency activity. Port Authority officials say they'll be holding an emergency response exercise at the tunnel from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. that day. Traffic won't be affected by the exercise, but stage instances of smoke and fire may be visible. Motorists may be seeing some scary, although completely fake, things going down during the operation. President Trump says he'll be changing his primary residence from New York City to Florida. The lifelong New Yorker took to Twitter on Thursday to announce that following his presidency, he'll be making Palm Beach, Florida, his permanent residence. Trump added that he cherished New York but has been treated poorly by political leaders of both the city and state. Governor Cuomo released a statement in response saying, good riddance. In sports, Thursday night football, 49ers over the Cardinals, 28-25. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.